For me, poetry is like dancing cheek to cheek. Remember that song, "I'm in Heaven"? That doesn't mean we're not stepping all over each other at times. Most of the time, it is to the tune of exhilarating agony, as Gwendolyn Brooks calls the writing process. But I always want to show up for the dance.
My guest on the Poets Weave is Bonnie Marr, who earned an MFA in poetry from Indiana University. Reconfigured, her fourth book just came out in March 2009 from Finishing Line Press. I am your host, Jenny Kander. Welcome, Bonnie. Let's hear you dance.
Thank you. This is called In Rohal's Diner. And Red Rohal is a painter who often paints the insides of old buildings. And this one, of course, is a diner. So he set the stage. In Rohal's Diner, silver stools line up along the counter like chorus dancers about to spin. Enter Betty and Jules to take them for a twirl on seats red as sweetheart candy. Jack the soda jerk swipes his towel at their elbows propped, hands hooked, smiles, and takes his pen. What'll you have, America, in 1941? Skyscraper Sunday, Adam and Eve on a raft, pig between two sheets, V for victory at all costs, innocence fizzing in the glass. Boogie-woogie bugle boy floods the juke. The walls blaze yellow as the hot summer day. No one they know has gone to war. Betty has not yet delivered their son while Jules learns to drop bombs. Two straws in a nickel Coke. Jack waves so long. Outside the diner, their Buick grins, all its chrome teeth shining. I have a few father poems in my new book, and this one is called Another Story. Before bed, I sat on Father's lap and handed him my brush. Unwinding the day's work, he brushed the black sky into my hair, the stars into my shine. He brushed 100 strokes, rowing through dark water. Sparks he brushed into the moon's path, lighting his way, crowning my head, hand over hand, knotting the story of earth and heaven, day and night, father and daughter. I wrote some poems about my process with breast cancer about 10 years ago, and this poem is called Diligent Each October. I post the good breast like a letter to Lady Luck, like a package passing through customs, unwrapped, held up, eyed, sealed, and stamped. And when the green-clad ones hold open the doors and say, "You are free to go," I walk out from the Ellis Island of mammography into the new world. Monarch butterflies meet my hands on their way to Mexico, and the man in the white hard hat, glowing vest, signals me on down the road. At home, my husband rakes the sallow ash leaves along our street. "Drive over them," he commands. "We need mulch." No one can lead an innocent life. In October, trees expose their underpinnings, pleading their skeleton cases to the darkening skies. We know this to be true. Still, I toss my head like those violet asters at the door. In the grape season, under the harvest moon, let's toast. Here, here.
You've been listening to poems by Bonnie Marr on the Poets Weave. I am Jenny Kander.